Today is Monday, the 20th of January, in the second week of Ordinary Time.
Slow down, where are you going? What's so important that can't wait? Tell me, what are you seeking? What is it that's keeping you from bringing me your questions? All that you carry, all that you bury underneath. Just slow down, just slow down and me with me.
I Am Sun sings Slow Down. As we prepare to enter into prayer, you might like to use this time to slow down.
Rest now, be in the present, hearing the blessings of today. Listen, just for a moment, I am the only with words to calm your worries. Focus your mind on me. I am the way to perfect peace. Just slow down, just slow down.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Slow down and meet with me.
Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. And people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the wine bursts the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins."
Our Our scripture today touches on the practice of fasting. Perhaps this isn't something you've tried before, or maybe the idea of fasting brings up some difficulty for you. Take a moment to reflect on your own relationship with fasting over the years. What might God want to show you afresh about it today? As long as the bridegroom, Jesus, was present, the disciples were not expected to fast. During a wedding celebration, the ordinary cares and duties of life are put aside. Where in your life today do you experience God as present like this? In what ways today do you rejoice in God's presence? Jesus' message is like new wine, exhilarating, radical, fresh. As you listen again, smell the bouquet and taste the quality of this new wine.
Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. And people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the wine bursts the skins, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins."
Christians look forward to Christ's future coming. Jesus suggests we should fast in this in-between time. Can you talk to him now about why this might be, what form this fasting should take, how to avoid being totally caught up in the things of this world, and pay sufficient attention to the things of God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.